Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 727. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is in the room on the floor near the soundboard over here. So at some point he could just decide to jump up and, you know, press a few buttons. So that could get fun. Maybe pause the recording. Or just, you know, throw it all out of whack. Throw it all out of whack. But he's pretty chill right now. He's pretty chill. About a little over an hour away from the time I normally clean his litter box and brush him. Although I had to clean it earlier because he did take a massive shit before I got off work and I came home. And he didn't really cover it, so I had to clean it out. Otherwise, it was going to just smell like cat shit. So I may not have to clean that much out of it later. yeah, that's a good way to get me to force me to clean it. Whenever he wants to, so. I made it through this week. 6 days. I work six days this week. Working 6 days next week with only one day off. And it's going to be hot as fuck, at least on Monday. It looks like probably Tuesday. And humid, because I think we still have some more rain in the forecast. So it's going to be a week of hell. But at least I have the following weekend off, the week of the Washington, Missouri Fair, as I won't be going to that at all. Haven't gone to that in a few years. Loved it when I was a kid. As an adult, I've only been there a few times as an adult. And it's just too expensive, for one thing, to get in. Mostly what I would enjoy that's still there is, like, the food, and I don't want to pay to just go in and get food. Because you have to pay, you know, if you're there on Friday and Saturday, both of those days, I think it's over, like, almost $39 just to enter as an adult, you know, without buying anything else. That doesn't come with any kind of food or anything like that. The cheapest days are, like, Thursday and Sunday. Like, I want to say it's like $12 to $16, which isn't horrible, I guess, if I really wanted to just sneak in and just get like a bite to eat or something. But then again, I'd have to pay for the food, and the food's not cheap either. As Agent Fox Mulder is coming to say hi. What, do you want to go to the fair, man? You get stressed out if just like one or two people come over here. Can't imagine you'd want to be around that many people, fella. Anyway, since I'm off that Saturday, trying to get a crew together from work to do some climbing, because I haven't done it in a minute. And we'll see. Maybe I'll just go by myself if I can't get a crew. I've got a few fellas that seem like they're interested. I think we might have several people going to do some climbing. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm also not looking forward to the fair parade, which happens next week Sunday, as I will have to make sure I get all my shopping done and everything early, because they I'm on the route of the fair parade, and they will close down the road right next to me, and I won't be able to go anywhere for a few hours. So I don't want to get stuck out. I have made the mistake before that I got back too late I did my shopping. It was when at the time when I shopped at the same time as my mother did, and I'd have all my groceries in the car, and I dropped her off, and then I thought I was going to get back in time, and no, she took too long. All her fault, right? I thought I'd get back in time, and I think I got back to around my house like right as they closed the fucking road down. I had all my shit in my car, all my food. I don't remember if I had any frozen food or not, but I had produce. I know there was produce in the car, And so then I ended up driving around with my AC blasting for several hours until they fucking opened my road. I was so pissed. I was like, God damn it. Like, they just closed it down, like, right before. And so I'm going to avoid that. I try to, you know, avoid that at all costs nowadays. So I want to make sure that I'm not doing any shopping anywhere near the time that they're going to close my road. Because that could be a real problem. Real problem. Though I have worked, you know, a lot of hours, I've managed to do some stuff this week. I've gotten back into running. I did like 15 miles in 3 days, which is not a whole or a lot more than I've been doing. There for a while, I was running like maybe once a week while I was doing all that painting stuff, that fun stuff. And I watched Twins for the first time in years. I got that on Blu-ray now. So, you know, I didn't just buy it off of like Amazon Prime to get the streaming off of that. So that way, if, you know, they should lose the license for that and just pull it, I still have a copy of it. I still have a copy of it. Fox is, did you like Twins? Fox, did you like Twins? No, you're not going to reply? Is that a no? Is that a... Did you like Danny DeVito? Just don't rub the mic. Don't rub the mic. Don't hit the soundboard, please. He is on the on top of the desk now, sitting right in front of me. And he might fuck with the mic here shortly. But yeah, I hadn't watched Twins in many, many years. Maybe I knew this before, but like the thing that struck out to me initially upon watching it, and maybe it's because, you know, I watch it on the big screen for one thing. But also, I do recall, though, the very first time I saw Twins was at the movie theater, probably here in town, I would say, in Washington, Missouri, and the Cinema One Plus. And saw it with the whole family. And, yeah, I mean, I don't remember it that well, but I remember we did go see it in the theater. And so I would have seen, you know, a lot of details in it then, but I didn't know this actress at that point because she was very young. But I noticed upon watching it here at home on my projector that Heather Graham is in it. And I was seeing her, well, she's very young in the when filming this. And so I was like looking, I was like, that looks a lot like Heather Graham, but I'm thinking, like, she would have been really fucking young, like, really young. Like, and she was playing Vincent and Julius's mother, that is, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, of course, characters. She was playing their mother as a younger, like, before she gave birth. And, I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck? That can't be... She does look a lot like Heather Graham, but I figured she would have been... like, I know Heather Graham's older than me, and this was... It came out in 1988. I think I'd IMDb'd it before just to see like when it came out. It said 88, and I'm thinking, like, man, she's got to be like a teenager, like a young teenager. And so then I looked it up, the cast on IMDb, once I saw that scene, and realized, oh shit, that is Heather Graham, and she's uncredited in the movie, so her name is not in the post credits role. Although, you know, maybe in the Blu-ray, I didn't actually look, but it says uncredited on IMDb, so I'm assuming they didn't update the credits for the Blu-ray or anything. But she that was Heather Graham, and then I did the math. As she was born in 1970, according to IMDb. So she would have been 18 when the movie was released. I'm going to guess that they probably shot the movie at least a year to 2 years before it had come out. And so that would have put her like 16, 17 years old. It's just kind of funny how, you know, Hollywood. Though, you know, in the movie, they don't specify how old she was when she got pregnant with the twins. And I'm assuming they were, you know, going to say she was like in her 20s, not 16 or 17. And it's funny because, Hollywood, especially older Hollywood. And like in the that it's a very brief. She's even in it. Like she may have worked for, you know, part of a day, like filming what she was in for. I mean, there might have been more scenes they cut out. Maybe they didn't know her age, and they were like, oh, shit, we can't have the sex scenes with all the fathers. Because, like, they have, like, five fathers, which, like, I love the movie Twins. I just want to point that out. But, you know, that part was a little creepy. But, like, especially because, like, again, they're supposed to have, like, five or six fathers. And when they're having the basically flashback moment of, you know, the doctor and then like all the fathers and the mother, Marianne Benedict, I believe is their mother's name. Because Julius Benedict and Vincent Benedict, I believe. Or is it Vincent? Anyway. They have five or whatever fathers. Yeah, Vincent Benedict and Julius Benedict. And their fathers in this flashback sequence all have like gray hair and shit. And of course, here's Heather Graham at like 16 or 17 years old. And just looks super young. Though honestly, you know, she could have been, you know, upwards of 20. You know, some people just look younger. again, the dads look to be in their 50s. They're like all graying and stuff. They look to be like at least in their 50s when they're part of the science experiment. Which it's fantastic they ever got this movie made, especially with Arnold. Because it is like some like Nazi Lebensborn sort of situation going on with this experiment, which is the Lebensborn was, you know, the Nazi experimenting to get like the perfect Aryan child. It seemed like that's what they were shooting for, you know. And I know that they had a hard time. They were going to call the movie The Experiment, and they thought because of Arnold's Austrian background, which his father was a Nazi as well. He was, I believe, in the at least the Wehrmacht. I don't know that he was like SS. I don't know if he was that, you know. I don't know if he committed war crimes, is what I'm saying. But he was, you know, he was Austrian and served in World War II. You know, Arnold has talked about that. There's the great Arnold documentary that was on Netflix where he does talk about it a little bit. His dad was literally a Nazi. but they had, from what I understand, you know, a little bit of issues trying to sell like, hey, yeah, we got this Austrian with this very Austrian German sounding accent where, you know, they're experimenting on these children. but hey, you know, thankfully it was made because it is a great movie. Him and Danny DeVito are pretty great together, I gotta say. And, it was Arnold's first comedy. Without that, we wouldn't have. And like the movie, he made more off that. Although this is on IMDb, I don't know if they when they updated this last, so maybe this doesn't include the stuff that you would see in the future Terminators. But it said like he made more off Twins than he did off the Terminator movies, which. He had to basically like waive normal salary. Like he, at least for the action movies, he wasn't getting paid that. He just got paid on, how much they would a certain percentage of the profits, which the movie was a mega hit. And, he made like $40 million off of that. And that might be even more at this point. Unfortunately, they were going to be doing a third. They were going to have a third brother, a third twin, but they had been working on doing a sequel, and Danny DeVito and, of course, Arnold were going to return. And originally they were going to have Eddie Murphy as the third brother, which I think would have been fantastic. And then at one point, Eddie couldn't do it, and they were going to possibly do Tracy Morgan. But then when Ivan Reitman passed away, apparently that completely kiboshed it. I hadn't heard anything of it, because I know for years they were talking about doing it and that it was like in pre-production. But it does look like since Ivan Reitman has passed that they have decided. Of course, that's just kind of what I read real quickly off IMDb. Who knows? Maybe they'll still do it. I don't think Tracy Morgan is old enough to be their brother. Eddie Murphy's like in that age. Though Tracy Morgan is looking fairly old these days. You know, after he got that whole accident, and he got that Walmart money from getting hit by that truck driver. It is movie. I mean, Heather Graham, I'm assuming, played, you know, a much older woman than she was, which is a little weird to have her in there. It's a classic movie. One of my favorite parts is, of course, when he throws some shade over at Stallone, and there's a picture of Rambo. I don't remember if it's the first. I think it's Rambo 2. Rambo 2. He walks by the poster of Rambo 2, and you know, Stallone's got his thick as bicep, you know. He's like, oh, John Rambo, look at this, you got these guns, huh? And of course, Arnold walks by the big, bigger than life size poster of Rambo, and then he kind of feels his bicep, which is just fucking massive, and just like kind of. He just like shakes his head, and then like waves his hand, just like kind of laughs at like Stallone, like, oh, yes, I am way bigger than Rambo, yes. Man, but pretty great film, pretty great film. And though, you know, it is a little weird. I was going to mention too, like with the Heather Graham stuff later on. Again, the fathers all look to be, because they're all like gray hair, like when they're, I guess it would seem they don't like get into real hardcore detail on how they took all these parts from people. This is before like we could like clone stuff, but you get the impression it's sort of that situation that they somehow took the DNA from each one of these people and then put them into this these children. And but you get the impression that at least one of the fathers did fuck Heather Graham. Although not in real life. Again, the character she was playing. Marianne Benedict, that would be the character's name. One of the fathers would go on to say that he should have married her. And you know, that would imply that, you know, at least one of them, I guess, was fucking her. Although, you know, this would have been shit. They didn't. I don't know that they specify what year that they were. You know, the shit was inseminated. They had to figure, at least Danny DeVito and Arnold's characters had to be like in their 40s at the time, or I mean 30s ish, 30s to like early 40s. I'm guessing that they were supposed to be playing like in their 30s. I don't know what their age difference in real life is. But I'm guessing they're probably fairly close in age. I think in real life, like, Arnold was probably about 40-ish, because I want to say he was born in the 40s. Let's look at, I guess I got IMDb here. He was born in 1947. So yeah, he was 40-ish when they filmed Twins. He's right at about 40. So he's younger than I am currently by 5 years when they filmed. 40, maybe even 39. Because again, it depends. I mean, there's pre-production and stuff that could, go into a while. They could have filmed it in 86, in which case he would have been 39. Danny DeVito, let's see what age he would have been. 1940. Oh, DeVito's older by only 3 years, but so he was already early 40s by the time they had made Twins. But 3 years is, that's enough to, especially when you're older like that, you can easily say, oh yeah, we're same age. Though, neither one of these fellas look alike. And then, of course, the whole premise that they're twin brothers is, just funny in itself. You got this Austrian bodybuilder with this thick accent, and then you got Danny DeVito. It doesn't get much more American than Danny DeVito. but, Arnold was raised on some, tropical island, by, I guess, Austrians. Hence the accent. But the ship was just fantastic. Just fantastic. As just looking at pictures of the two together is fantastic. From what I understand, Arnold had some fun screwing around with Danny DeVito, too. He would, work out with Danny DeVito. And then he would also give Danny DeVito a bunch of cake and shit. Like, oh yeah, here, Danny, let's eat some cake. Come on, Danny. knowing full well that, Arnold, of course, him doing the insane amount of working out that he could just burn that shit right off. But Danny DeVito's workout, I don't think was anywhere near Arnold's. And I think Arnold was pushing him too to work out pretty hard. fantastic, fantastic flick. It was good to watch that as a Arnold classic. I need to get the small movie poster of that now. I'm gonna end up having to pay for that. Get sent to me. Damn it! I need to get that and the original Total Recall with Arnie in it. That movie, it's just crazy that movie even exists, that they could convince studio heads that let's put this Austrian in here with basically sounds like a Nazi experiment on children. And I mean, Arnold's success in general is just crazy, that he was this big Austrian bodybuilder with a just heavy, heavy Austrian accent was put in to leading roles and to star in these films, and just become this huge star. Because I mean, it's his personality. There's this larger than life personality with Arnold. I say this as someone that grew up in an Arnold household. Now, we watch just a lot of movies in general in our household. We were well versed in many, many films and actors and such. Of course, we watched Stallone films. We watched Rambo and whatnot. But if we're going action stars, which now granted, Shelley and I, we were big into Van Damme and Bloodsport and whatnot. But my father was, there was only one action star, I think, when as far as he was concerned. And we had to watch every Arnold movie. I mean, he watched other stuff, of course, RoboCop, and which I remember watching in the theater at a very young age. With Verhoeven. I love fucking Paul Verhoeven, at least with RoboCop and Total Recall. Starship Troopers is good. I love that Verhoeven. Verhoeven, maybe not so much the Showgirls. Showgirls is all right of a movie. But I love the action films that Verhoeven did. That's the Verhoeven I'm a big fan of. Anyway, some dark shit to watch in the theater. I believe we watched Total Recall in the theater as well. As I know we watched Terminator 2. Terminator 1, I think, did that come out before I was born? That might have been before I was born. Where, let's see here. What was it, ish? I was maybe born-ish. I don't remember what. God damn it, where's the year? Where is the year? 1984. I was three. I mean, I doubt that they probably took me in the theater for that. My dad probably saw that in the theater, though. I saw it fairly... Now, the second one I know, Terminator 2, we went and saw in the theater. But, I mean, basically, I mean, Arnold was... We watched all the Arnold movies a lot in our household. There was, you know, Predator, Commando. We would occasionally, you know, maybe put on the Hercules in New York. That wasn't like on a big loop. Speaking of that, Hercules, like Greek mythology. I did, of course, last week after recording the podcast, I went with Muffin Man to see The Odyssey. I do kind of wish I would have seen it on the IMAX. I talked about last week, I wasn't very excited to see it. You know, I like Greek mythology and like Roman stuff, you know, obviously, I mean, that's Greek, but I'm just saying, you know, ancient Greece and ancient Rome, whatnot. I, you know, I like that stuff, but I'm not like a huge fan of that stuff. And I remember as a kid, you know, watching like Clash of the Titans and stuff about the Odyssey and yada, yada. My favorite take on the Odyssey is still, I think, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I need to watch that again. I haven't seen that in several years. You know, it's loosely adapted from the Odyssey. But I'd say, you know, I just love, you know, I'm a fan of the Coen brothers, and what they did with it was fantastic. It's got John fucking Goodman in it, the St. Louis native, and just fucking, it's fucking John Goodman, man. But the Odyssey, yeah, I went and saw the Odyssey in the theater. It was a good movie. The part that I wasn't really thrilled with the fact was, you know, I've been tired from working so much lately, and I was like, I had to be in the theater for 3 hours. But I did smash down a five-hour energy, and I did not fall asleep. That was not a problem, although I did have to piss pretty bad at one point during the movie. When they went to Hades, I feel like maybe I missed some important stuff there. Not that I didn't know what was going on, again, because, you know, I know the story of the Odyssey. And, I, you know, I, of course, you know, I've seen a lot of movies on Greek mythology, and, you know, I didn't really care for the Troy movie. I forgot who did Troy, but apparently Christopher Nolan almost did Troy. I forgot, yeah, unimportant who did the Troy movie, the one with Brad Pitt. I can't even speak Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, another Missouri native. The Odyssey was it was good. It was good. Had I not had the 5 hour energy, I probably would have passed out. There was a little mishap where which I can't give Muffin Man crap for this, because, you know, I could have easily done it. He's been also, he worked that day. So he worked 6 days last week and then bought the tickets, you know, after working a bunch of overtime, not thinking clearly, and fucked up and bought from the first row instead of the last. So we were like up front. though I got to say, at the Cinema One Plus, at least the theater in which we were sitting in, it wasn't that bad up front, as in some movie theaters, like being right up the front row. You know, I'm too old. When I was a kid, I didn't mind. I'd go right up to the front row, and that was fine. As an adult, I'm like, let's go to the back row. I want to be able to see the whole fucking thing and not have my neck like just jacked up by the end from bending it back so far. Side note, Wolfgang Petersen directed Troy. I don't even remember Wolfgang Petersen. It's got a lot of actors I like in the movie, though. So, you know, maybe I should give Troy another go. I mean, Helen of Troy is Diane Kruger. I love Diane Kruger because she's, you know, she was in Inglourious Basterds, and she's married to Norman Reedus, or I think they're married. I know they've got like a kid together. Anyway, Odyssey. Yeah, it was a little rough watching in the front row, which actually, though, we tried to see if there were other seats available, because you can look at the app to buy tickets. Because nowadays, of course, with the reclining seats, you have to buy your seat in advance. You're not just paying for a seat. And, you know, first come, first serve is not how it works anymore. You pay for your specific seat. And so we were just looking. There was it was pretty much sold out. There was very few seats left. And I think by the time he bought the tickets, I think the night before, and I think even by that point, like, there probably wasn't any seats left in the back row. And anyway, I think that, yeah, it was just, we were just going to see if we could get some different seats. I almost just bought some other seats for, but again, there wasn't like two seats together. There was like one seat here and there, like backer rows that were further in the back, but there was like one seat to itself, nothing like next to it. And like Muffin Man, like, you know, he felt dumb for, you know, doing it. Like, we're fucking old, we make mistakes. Your brain and working a lot, dude, it's it sucks. But like, he's like, do you want to just go? Like, this is like, he did not want to sit for a 3-hour movie in the front row. And we did end up, you know, seeing it, and I think he was felt better about seeing it. We tried to get like seats that were like at least in the next row back, because he was like, oh, these were open, at least they were open when we got there. But it was still quite a while before the movie started, and so I just kept looking on the seats. And then eventually, yeah, somebody else bought the seats that we had switched to, which I was like, hey dude, how about I just go up there and see if we can't get, you know, the seats swapped. And he didn't want to do that, just like have the, you know, them give us some different seats. But yeah, that didn't happen. The seats that we had switched to were only in the second row from the front. And yeah, it was I think, though, the seats that he had bought, they were at least dead center in the front row, whereas the seats that were initially open that he wanted to swap to were in the second row, but they were to the right of the screen, and so you're up close and you're not center. And so I think actually it worked out, at least for that part, like, it was better than sitting in that second row we were at. But you know, I enjoyed the movie. It took me out of it a little bit being that close. It wasn't as bad as, say, seeing going to the OmniMax over at the Science Center and being front row for that. That will fucking murder your neck. Which would be an awesome place to see it. Just make sure you're in the back row. The movie's been huge, though. People are, it's rated 8.5 stars on IMDb right now. And I would say, it's a good film. And I got to say, Matt Damon got fucking jacked for it. He's just like ready to murder some people as Odysseus. And it's a good movie. It's a good movie. I don't really have anything real negative to say about it. Other than, you know, it's tough to go see a 3-hour movie in the movie theater these days. that is a long trip. I think Shelley and Abina went and saw it on IMAX. I'm guessing they did. I haven't talked to them since then. I'm imagine they did. I would be like willing to go see it again if like I had several days off work. I still haven't seen the Evil Dead movie, which it looks like I'm probably not going to be able to see that in the movie theater now. Probably just going to have to wait until it comes out on streaming or whatever, and then watch it that way at home, which, you know, I'd like to see it in the theater. But again, it's not like Bruce Campbell's in it. You know, I'll survive not seeing that one in the theater. The next one, The Evil Dead Wrath, that one being the prequel and stuff, that one I want to make sure I go see that one in the theater. That one's going to be pretty epic, I think. I hope. I've heard mixed reviews on Evil Dead Burn. Whereas, you know, let's see what IMDb says about it. Let's see current stuff. I have not looked on IMDb. I just know that on the Reddit, I am on the Evil Dead subreddit, and people have said there's been good and bad on there. There's people that have rated it good, and there's people that have rated it bad. It's got a 6.7 rating out of 10. On IMDb. So, I mean, it could be better is what that reads at. The more positive than negative, but only, you know, somewhat slightly more positive than negative on here. As reviews, let's see. I mean, I don't want to read the reviews because I'm going to probably ruin it. To put that in context, though, Evil Dead Rise, which made more money than I think all of the Evil Deads prior to that, like combined, is only rated 6.5 stars. So it's rated currently slightly better than Evil Dead Burn. I don't know how much it money it made. 6.5 is what the Evil Dead 2013, which is... was sort of a reboot, but not really a reboot. It's a pretty good... I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed the... You know, Evil Dead Rise was good. I like the Evil Dead 2013. I mean, I like all the Evil Dead that I've seen. But, you know, I love me some Bruce Campbell. Which... Wow. They do rate all the Bruce Campbell ones better than any of these newer ones, which... 7.3 for the original Evil Dead, 7.6 for Evil Dead 2, and then Army of Darkness is 7.4, and then the show, Ash vs. Evil Dead, 8.4. I can get behind that, man. But I feel like you've already got to be a fan to watch the show because it was a Starz thing, and it was like hard to... a lot of people didn't see it initially, and I feel like that's one of those things that only like fans... of and not the website OnlyFans. OnlyFans of like Bruce Campbell and Evil Dead, you know, went like searched this show out and watched it. So I feel like that's why it's got a higher rating for the show. But the show was really fucking good, man. It was really good. I wish we would have gotten a final season out of it. I am happy to hear that, of course, that we will be getting some sort of animation of Evil Dead. It's not much information has come out about it, but I would love to have some, you know, of course, the Evil Dead animation and a carry on of the story of the Ghost Beaters would be nice, a denouement, if you will. So we don't get to know at the end of Evil Dead or Ash versus the Evil Dead. Which I always put The Evil Dead. It's just Ash versus Evil Dead. Anyway, fantastic show. Just fucking great. I mean, so many great episodes. You know, the first episode being just, you know, fantastic of him picking a woman up at the bar and then having sex with her in the bathroom and she turns into a deadite. I mean, that's how it starts off. And then there's like the episode, and I guess the third season where he's in the sperm bank. And then, yeah, trying to, you know, bust a nut for his sperm to you know, donate, to do his part, to donate. And then, of course, the woman in the spank bank magazine there just starts attacking him through the magazine. And sperms being shot everywhere. Just crazy. Craziness ensues. And the puppet. I mean, there's just good stuff in there. And yet Lucy Lawless. It just doesn't get much better than that. Anyway. I am looking forward to it. I'm going to get to see Airplane next week, as I should get the Blu-ray of that in the mail on Monday. I haven't seen that movie in decades. That'll be a fun one. I've been playing guitar a little bit, but not a whole lot, you know, not like I was. And, I thankfully haven't bought a guitar in a long time now. Well, you know, a long time for the last couple of years. Yes, I am still paying for my last Gibson. As it's going to be a little while. It's going to be a minute. I'll have it paid off in 10 months. Unless for whatever reason I end up paying more at some point than I have been paying. I don't think that's going to happen. Unless I come into some money for some reason. But I should have it paid off in 10 months. And I had mentioned to Muffin Man that I had thought about it. I didn't say I was going to. I was thinking about getting an electronic drum set. And, of course, he saw something on, I think it was a Marketplace, on Facebook Marketplace, that somebody was selling a used electronic drum kit for $800. I'm like, dude, I don't have... I need to at least pay off my guitar before I make that purchase. And then he's like, you can pay for that one check. I'm like, dude, if I didn't have any bills, I could do that. Sure. My checks might be that big. But again, yeah, if I didn't have any bills, sure, I could just buy that. And if, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, blown through pretty much all of that home equity loan. I guess I could take out another one. I'm not doing that. For the record. Anyway, I didn't buy that drum set, but it's like the universe is telling me now that I have to buy one of those fucking electronic drum sets, which, you know, I'd like to play some drums, and that's the only way I could do that here at home, is if I had like an electronic drum set where I could kill most of the sound from it. And hopefully it wouldn't be too loud. I don't want my neighbors to have to hear it. And I'm not great at drums, and it's not going to sound, especially, man, yeah, it's not going to sound good. You know, the guitars I can, you know, plug in. I have amps that I can hook up headphones to and play at home here. The only way I could do that with drums is having the electronic ones. Anyway, not only did Muffin Man send me that, but today, it was like yesterday, he sent me that link, and like, man, I can't do that right now. And he sent me, and then today on Musician's Friend, they have an electronic drum set brand new on sale. They do Musician's Friend has a stupid deal of the day. They do every day. Certain holidays they'll have like one every hour. But they have like really good discounts on stuff. The stupid deal of the day, man, it's killer deal. And they had a electronic drum set that sells for $800 full price, but it's on sale right now for just today for $500. And like, God damn it. It was tempting because I do have Musician's Friend credit card. I haven't used it a while. I think it's still active. I could if I wanted to. And then, you know, just gonna pay incrementally for a little while. But I should not do that. As also, like, the electric, I wanted a little bit better of one too than that one. And I don't want to be paying on it for a while. And I can't afford to make like massive payments on each month. Even though, you know, $500 isn't like a massive, I mean, it's a fairly good amount. Like, if I don't have $500 to just drop on a fucking electronic drum set right now. But yeah, it would be fun. It would be really fun. And then, you know, I need to stop watching fucking YouTube shit on guitars and such because apparently Billy Joe from Billy Joe of Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, has partnered with One Marshall Amplification. And man, junior high and even like early high school, I was massively into Green Day. As Dookie came out when I was like in junior high. And I don't think I was aware of them until, you know, they'd come on to like MTV and just like were on like The Point, the local radio station. And Dookie, of course, went through the fucking roof. That album was fucking huge. You know, it was, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing Dookie. And, you know, Basket Case, When I Come Around, Longview, just a big fucking Welcome to Paradise, just a massive album. And I love the album Dookie. But then I went back and like I really liked the first three records. There's 1,000, is it 1,000 or 100,000, whatever, Slap Happy Hours, the first album. I never had that album. I'd listened to it. Of course, my buddy Todd had that album. And but I had Kerplunk and Dookie. Kerplunk is the second album. And that one, Kerplunk, I would listen to all the fucking time. I listened to Dookie a lot. But Kerplunk was my Jimmy Jam. And but of course, Dookie is the album that broke Green Day. I didn't get, like, I didn't go along the ride much further after Dookie. Insomniac, I have that like on CD. I listened to, of course, the song Insomniac. I mean, of course, that was one of the first things I learned how to play on guitar. But you know, that album's all right. But I feel like those first three, mainly the second and third, Kerplunk and Dookie, were just like, that was the Green Day that, you know, I listened to both of those albums just front to back over and over and over and over again. And then late, like American Idiot and stuff, like, you know, I agree with them, like politically speaking, but I don't know. I just never really got much into like the later Green Day stuff. It just wasn't calling to me. It seemed just too poppy and just wasn't that punkish sound. But anyway, Billy Joe Armstrong has partnered with Marshall Amplification to put out his own signature Dookie amp to give you those tones from like pretty much all Green Day albums, but really that Dookie sound, which is funny because Dookie's, you know, just another word for shit. It gives you that shit sound. And the fucking amp looks awesome. I've never owned a tube amp. I've always wanted to have like a tube amp. I can't have a tube amp here though. Since calm down, Fox. You heat it. Do you want a tube amp? Is that what you're anyway, I'd love to have a tube amp. And basically he had borrowed for the recording of Dookie. Let's see here what it says on Marshall's website. Few sounds in punk rock evoke nostalgia, resonate deeply with fans, and are as instantly recognizable as the guitar tone that drives Green Day's Dookie. This groundbreaking... Yeah, Fox, calm down, buddy. He's about to bite me. Ow, there it is. Dude, come on now. No biting. Man. You might have drawn blood on that one. You punk. I think he did. Damn it. This groundbreaking album redefined punk rock with a sound that was raw, urgent, and impossible to ignore. At the center of that sound lies a Marshall 1959 Plexi amp. There's a SLP. I don't remember what SL means, but it's a Plexi. Super Lead Plexi, I think is what that stands for. Anyway, supplied by legendary producer Rob Cavallo, which delivered the punchy mid-focused overdrive that laid the foundation for the album's defining riffs. Billy Joe Armstrong was searching for a tone that was powerful yet articulate, and in this amp he found exactly that And then after that, he would get his own plexi, Super League plexi, and he had it modded, the same mod put in it by Custom Audio Electronics. And he named that amp head Pete. And I think he's used that pretty much ever since. And but this amp is pretty fucking awesome that they have. Man, I'd love to have a tube amp. This thing is... but again, I don't really have... I could go to Muffin Man's to play it. Or I feel like I'd probably go over to Jackman's and play it. It's basically like two places I could go to play it. I'm not going to be like a touring musician or playing like shows. So it's kind of silly for me to buy a tube amp. It's really, I really don't need, or I don't really want to buy a tube amp. If I had the money, but damn, this thing's, I've just watched too many videos already of the sound of this thing. It's fantastic. But, you know, I have a Marshall that I don't play. It's over at Muffin Man's house. Not a tube amp. It's a Valve State. Come here, dude. Come here, Fox. Calm down, man. Calm down. Come here, sir. I know it's time for me to usually clean out your litter box-ish. Or it's getting to be that time. And then I brush you and give you treats, so you're expecting me to do shit. And here I am just talking. To myself, really. You're like, you don't understand it. You're like, why are you talking as you're rubbing up against the mic again? I did put him on the desk. He's probably going to attack me again. Here, play with your toy, buddy. Play with your toy. Let's get some good audio of you attacking the toy. And the shitty sounds of it. Because it's got like this warbly like sound. Anyway, this Green Day amp. Again, I don't plan on buying it. But if anything, like it would make more sense for me to buy an electronic drum set than this fucking amp. It does cost $4,000 for the amp head. It's a 100 watt, I mean, Super Lead Plexi, 1959. Essentially, it's a hand-wired tube amp, man. Marshall tube amp. Again, I always wanted a fucking tube amp, but it's like, God damn it, $4,000. $4,000. I definitely don't have $4,000. I would have to put that on, like, this is the only place I've seen it that I can buy it currently is at Sweetwater. I have enough spare room on my Sweetwater credit card. Not doing it, though. It's going to be tempting, though, if in 10 months, if I have that guitar paid for and that thing's still being sold. I have a feeling, though, this seems like it's going to sell out pretty much instantaneously. And they made it look fucking awesome, man. And people are saying... The YouTubers are just saying, like, this is, like, the best Marshall they've ever played. And it's like, holy fuck. I mean, I love playing on a Marshall. I love playing my Marshall, but, you know, I rarely ever play on it. It's got this sweet blue, this, like, light blue that it matches the color of Billy Joe Armstrong's Strat that he played in the early days of Green Day. And it's also the color of the sky on the album Dookie. Which is not worth $4,000, but it's striking. Like, it looks so much different than a normal Marshall. Which, of course, the normal Marshall is just, you know, the black. And, man, there's nothing like if, you know, playing guitar, just cranked, putting it in a Marshall and just cranking it. And just, it's good stuff. I'm not going to buy that, I swear. And wouldn't really be buying it. Like, I'm just putting it on credit if I would. Not doing that either. Unless, of course, I pay off my guitar and then... Or just, you know, if I win that Powerball later, perhaps I'll make a couple of bad decisions. That seems highly unlikely, though. You know, like, I've only got, like, a 1 in 320 million or 350 million. I forgot what the odds are. It's not great. It's not great. But you're saying there's a chance. But because of this amp, I've been going back and like listening to old Green Day. And sadly, you know, I used to listen to the Kerplunk and Dookie. I used to listen to those albums like a lot. And I believe both of those albums had the lyrics in the CD, in the cover of them. And I, you know, used to know the words. Sadly, like, I don't know the words so much anymore. Like, I know some of the words and I'm just like, I mean, I know more of the words than that, but I'm basically just, but I remember, like, listening to the songs and, like, also reading the lyrics as listening to the songs, and, like, sadly, I just don't remember them anymore, or at least all of them. I remember a good chunk of them. It's like, I'm trying to decipher without actually, like, looking at the lyrics. I have the CD still. I could pull out the books and just read the lyrics, or, you know, pull them up on my phone. This is, you know, these are options these days, as it would seem like a good call. It is tempting, though, to just get, like, they've put out several versions of, like, Dookie pedals, which, again, it is funny that it's just basically saying shit pedals. But they've got several versions. Some of them sell for several hundred dollars, and I don't really want to pay several hundred dollars for a FX pedal right now. And I feel like, you know, I could, with the pedals that I currently have, like the Overdrive, the Arcturus, I could probably hit that tone pretty well with. The Diesel VH4 pedal I've got could probably get the grit fairly close with it. I'm thinking that Arcturus pedal I have, though, can probably get in that range. I don't think it's that. I mean, it's basically just a Marshall fucking tone. It's a cranked Marshall. Just really just it's just a fucking, it's a Marshall tube amp. Just hearing, just watching the videos and hearing it just makes me, oh, I think I just need to go plug into my damn Marshall half stack and go play that over Muffin Man's a few times, you know? It's been too long. I do love just like cranking in a guitar amp. And again, it's just, I don't get to do that here. I plug in the headphones on my Fender Champ, which is a 100 watt. That thing can get fucking loud. The only time I've really cranked that even somewhat is taking that over to Jackman's and playing it. And I don't think I turned it up very loud there, but I mean, it's a 100 watt amp. It gets fucking loud. I mean, with that amp alone, I could probably, it's got a few different amp sims, like, in it. Like, you can kind of mimic some, like, a lot of different amps. And probably with that, I could just dial in the Green Day tone-ish, you know? I'm not going to nail it 100%. But in reality, I could probably get closer with my Marshall valve state. But that thing, yeah, that's, again, not a tube amp, though. It's a valve state. There's something about playing, like, tube amps that's just, just goodness. You know, you're deaf for, like, at least a few days afterwards. But what does that matter? You know? man, yeah, that fucking amp is just beautiful, though. It is just absolutely fantastic. Fucking hand wired. $4,000 though. $4,000 for just that fucking amp head. You don't even get like a speaker cab with that. Though, you know, I have a speaker cab. It would really matter. I mean, it'd be a lot cooler if I had like the blue speaker cabinet, which I don't even know that they have. In like the videos they put out with Billy Joe like playing it and stuff, he's got the speaker cabinets that are the same color, but I don't see them selling anything other than the amp head, which is interesting. But again, I wouldn't quite need. I was curious to see what they would want for just the night, you know, a normal Marshall 1959 Plexi, but It's only slightly less expensive. That's not like partnered with Billy Joe. It's only $3,849. So I can't even get that. Oh, they got some sweet headphones, but they're like $380. They're not that sweet. I can't. I've spent about $100 on headphones before, like the ones I mute. Well, I got them on sale. They were normally like $200 or $300 headphones, but they were on sale for I think less than $100. It was one of those stupid deals on Musician's Friend. Goddamn, that blue though looks fucking dope, and the mod I think is does make it sound a lot better. It would be great to have that one day. I will probably never get it though. But it would be tight to just have a fucking tube amp. Again, I really pointless for me to have a tube amp. But you know, as deaf as I'm getting, oh man, I'm looking at the pictures of the tubes now. The tubes look so fucking sweet. They got this red base with the gold hardware around it, and then like just seeing them light up with that orange glow is just a thing of beauty. Oh, I'd love to see him just get like overheated and just fucking glowing red as you just fucking crank that shit. Oh, you got Superman that hoe, you know what I'm saying? Crank that shit. God damn. Now, I wouldn't get, I'm not that interested in getting in a Billy Joe Armstrong like signature guitar. Like, that Strat's pretty cool that he has. I can get those tones out of the guitars I already have. He has a Les Paul Jr. that he uses a lot these days. And it's got a P90, one P90 pickup in there. So, I could basically get that tone via the SG I have with the P90s. I don't really care for Les Paul Jr.'s. He does have a signature... that is the Epiphone SG or LP Junior, Les Paul Junior. It's got a really cool case. I imagine it's way more affordable than it's an Epiphone as opposed to this Marshall. As again, there's only one pickup. I feel like it's just probably, I would guesstimate it's probably in the $600 to $700 range for that signature, if it's still even available. I mean, you know, Green Day's a massively popular band. I would have guessed this is a limited edition for the amp. I'm assuming by the time I'm hoping by the time I have my guitar paid off that it's not even going to be available. I'm hoping. Please don't be available. So I can't make bad decisions. Buy shit that I don't have money for. I got to stop that. That is something I can't keep doing. I need to have money to buy stuff. Do not continue to make really bad fucking decisions. It's a fucking beautiful thing, though. I don't even know if Guitar Center has them. Like, Musician's Friend does not have this amp. I've only seen it at Sweetwater. I would venture to guess probably Guitar Center and stuff will probably have it eventually, but I'd love to be able to just go somewhere and like be able to try it. I don't know that that's going to be a possible thing to do though. Cause again, I think even if they have sold some already, I want to say they're up for pre-order at the moment. I know that YouTubers have already gotten their hands on it. I think they might have released some out into the wild, but it's already been like immediately bought out. But goddamn, ugh. I need to, like, when I get done here, I'm gonna have to play some guitar. I'm gonna have to. The only Green Day song I really can play somewhat is Insomnia. I used to kind of fuck around and be able to sort of play like When I Come Around and stuff, but the rhythm on some of them can be a little tricky. The way they count it and stuff's a little weird. And to do it right. There's plenty of Green Day songs. Aren't that most of them aren't like real terribly difficult. I could learn some Green Day songs, but just to have that tone though, and with just a Marshall, this thing looks pretty fucking amazing. And to play on a tube amp, man. I'm getting more jacked up just looking at pictures of this Marshall than I do at porn these days. Like, ooh, whoa, gotta VR porn. I'm jonesing. I'm like, my mouth is salivating over this this blue. I need to just turn it off. Let's go back and just watch some movies, play a little guitar, you know, do what we can do. That's really, really all I've got tonight. Hopefully next week, it wouldn't be next week after next week. Yeah, next week's going to be it's going to be a long, hot week. I know at least Monday and Tuesday is going to be pretty fucking hot. It's looking like at least the rest of the week it might get cooled down a bit. So hopefully it's not too ridiculous. But the week after that, going to do some climbing. It's been too long. I need to do some climbing. And so hopefully, I would imagine go to the Maryland Heights upper limits, and that should be a lot of fun. Really enjoy that shit. Anyway, so that's really all I've got. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.